This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Friends, a number of years ago, the Associated Press carried the story of a six-year-old girl in Boston who was awarded $100,000 in a court decision following an automobile accident that left her unable to smile because her face was partially paralyzed. Friends, how much is it worth to you to be able to smile? How much is it worth to you for others to smile? $100,000 seems to be an enormous amount of money, but it is worth 10 times $100,000 to be able to smile and to make that daily contribution toward the happiness of this world in which we live. Someone has said, "Smile and the world smiles with you." Someone else has called a smile the lighting system of the face and the heating system of the heart. A smile on the face is just a reflection of the smile that is in the heart. The best way to spoil the day for a grouch is to give him a smile. Friends, it takes far fewer muscles to smile than to frown, so be sure to smile and give your frown a rest. A well-known editor of a generation ago tells of a man he met who was a real grouch. He said that they exchanged greetings when they met, but neither was enthusiastic about it. Then one day he saw the man do something kind, and that changed his whole opinion of the man. The next day he greeted the man with a hello and was surprised at the cordial smile with which the man responded. They got to talking and made a date to play golf. It was a most enjoyable outing. Near the end of the day, his new friend said, "I never saw a man change as much as you have overnight. Until today, I thought you were a real grouch." Here's a good idea. When you meet a man without a smile, give him one of yours. Now, friends, the word smile is not even found in the King James Version or the American Standard Version of the Bible, but the word joy certainly is. If we have joy in our hearts, how can we fail to have a smile on our face? Years ago, a poet summed it up in this manner: "I had a friendly smile, I gave that smile away. The milkman and the postman seemed glad of it each day. I took it to the shop, I had it on the street, I gave it without thinking to all I chanced to meet. I gave my smile away as thoughtless as could be. Every time I gave it, my smile came back to me." A smile can be given in a moment, but the memory of it sometimes lasts a long, long time. And a smile says the same thing in every language. Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." Shouldn't that joy prompt us to smile? If you're not a Christian, you need to believe the gospel, repent of your sins, confess your faith that Jesus is the Christ, and be baptized into Him for the remission of your sins. If you have done those things in times past but have not been faithful, you need to repent, confess your sins to God, and ask His forgiveness. We stand ready to help you. Just let us know any time, night or day. Our time is up. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to study His divine will.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.